Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Welcome to Simpin' After Dark, a podcast where we simp after dark.
Maybe it's daytime right now, but you'll never know. This is your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria Wells. And Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where we talk about music, usually some simpin' songs. Maybe it has to do with relationships. Maybe it has to do with platonic friendships. Maybe it has to do with smoking weed.
But we're just gonna get in our feelings, because we all do that once in a while. Let's be real. We all like to cry, listen to sad music, and just let it all out. Let this be therapy for you.
It's so therapeutic. And on this episode today, we're going to start off with a beautiful song that is probably the epitome of simpin' music.
Yes.
And that song is
Pussy Fairy. Janae Aiko, we love you.
Yes. I mean, I think if anybody opens an episode, it's going to be Janae. She really is the queen of simpin' music. She's the queen of getting in her feelings and saying what she really feels and what's on her mind.
For real, every song she puts out lately is just like the anthem of my life. Just, you know, listen to it on repeat for days.
I will say that when the track list for Summer Walker's album dropped and I saw I'll Kill You with her with featuring Janae,
oh my god,
I thought the song was going to be a lot different. And when I heard it, I was like,
yes,
we talked
about it because we were both excited, like, yes, I'm gonna send this to my man, like, yes. I'll kill you,
because, you know, we thought it was going to be about Janae killing her man, because sometimes she got to do that. But no, it was about how she would kill for her man. And we're like,
I mean, oh, that too, but not like relatable, but not. And I guess that's like the thing with her songs, is they're playful. So it's like, she probably wouldn't actually go to jail or hell for her man. I think she would go to hell. She might go to jail. I mean, she got Big Sean tattooed on her fucking forearm. Yeah, so she might.
That's some pretty simp shit right there, is getting your man's face tattooed.
She's
on your body.
Fucking crazy. But for sure. We love a crazy bitch.
And that's right. And so this song, Pussy Fairy, what a bold title.
Yes.
I mean,
bold lyrics just all around.
All around. What is the opening line, Ashley?
I know you like fucking me. I know you love.
She says love.
I know you love fucking me.
I know you love fucking me. And
I
wow.
can tell by the way you went in love with me.
Wow. I mean, Janae.
That's a statement right there.
Goddamn, girl.
It kind of like summarizes, I guess, her relationship and like a lot of relationships.
Oh, man. This episode's also sponsored by Sapporo. It's not. But Sapporo, if you'd like us to sponsor you, then please let us know.
We would love it. Because just send us beer so we could simp.
We like to simp and drink and simp and smoke. So.
Sip and simp.
Sip and simp.
Sip and simp.
S and S all day.
But yes. But yeah, okay. So like that line, do you think like people think they're in love, but actually they're just getting some really good dick or just getting some really good pussy? Do you think people do that?
You think they're in love?
Like people that like
a pussy?
Because she's like, I know you love fucking me. I can tell by the way you're in love with me.
Yeah.
It's like, is it that? Or is it you think
is it
you're
lust?
In love with somebody because you love fucking them?
It's lust.
Yeah.
So you're
I
lusting.
She kind of like gets it twisted, like the way she phrases it.
Interesting.
But I get it.
No, I could feel that. I could definitely think that a lot of relationships are based out of lust instead of love, and we confuse that, like intimacy for love.
Exactly.
But I think that there's nothing wrong with it.
That's true. As long as you work on the other parts of the relationship too.
Yeah, or what if that's what your relationship is about? Like, maybe it just is lust.
Yeah.
And maybe you're just like, I know, I mean, like,
if that's all you do, like, if you don't really see each other and then, like, all you do is fuck and, like, be on your grind, do your thing, and then see each other and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I could see that. But I guess everyone's different. Like, some people are more, like, about sex than anything else. And some people, like, don't have sex.
That is a very good observation, Ashley. That is some A1 observing. A1. Because some people do and some people don't. That is a good way to put it. But I also, you know what? Because I think as long as you're on the same page, and I think in this song, it sounds like she's on the same goddamn page as whoever she's talking to, you know?
We know who she's talking to.
Having problems over there. Sorry. My bad. Just to let everybody know, we are actually recording this podcast from the Wild 7 headquarters in downtown Los Angeles, a few streets over from Skid Row. So if anyone wants to come through to the Wild 7 headquarters and be on the podcast, just, you know, shoot us an email. Let us know. We would love to have you over.
Yeah, I don't think coronavirus has hit it here yet.
We have plenty of face masks, sanitizer, and things that contribute to nothing of getting better or preventing viruses. But back to Pussy Fairy.
Pussy Fairy.
Should we play a clip?
Yes.
Let's play a little clip of it.
I think I have it here. I know you love fucking me.
No, oh, that's that remix.
I know you love fucking me. I can tell by the way you in love with me. You can't get enough of me. I guess it's looking like you stuck with me. Cause I got you sprung off in the springtime. Fuck all your free time. You don't need no me time. That's you and me time. We be getting so loud.
All right.
Okay, honestly, first of all, that's a little bop.
It's a bop for sure.
It's for
Dude,
sure
all
a
her
bop.
Songs are bops. I can't wait for her to drop the album.
There's such a vibe.
Chalombo? I don't know. I can say it's probably so wrong.
Is it Chalombo?
Something. It's her last name. Just fuck up all her name. We're like, Janae. You said Aoki.
Aoki. I was like, Steve Aoki. No, you know what? Pronunciation's not my strong point, okay? I have other positive attributes.
It's all good. And, like, you know, this show's not about that. So, anyway.
Now, you know what? Okay. So this song, okay, what is this song about? This song is about her enjoying, I think, lusting over her man, or her man lusting over her, and kind of using that lust to kind of maybe rub it in his face a little bit, right?
Like, you stuck with me.
That's it.
She said it.
She said, I got you sprung all in the springtime.
Fuck all your free time. You don't need no me time. That's you and me time. Damn. Like, holy shit. That's like...
Do you think that there's such thing as spending too much time with someone?
Yes and no. There's stages in relationships, right?
Okay, that's true.
At the beginning, I think it's like you want to be together 24/7. You like forget about your priorities. Yeah. You're not productive in any other aspect of your life.
You drop everything
else.
You
just want like dick, dick, dick. Like, oh, be with me. Cuddle with me right now. Don't go to work.
No, yeah, that's for sure what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but like, of course, they could get unhealthy really quick.
So you kind of have to snap out of it. Yeah. You got to kind of tell yourself
that. So I think she's kind of like kidding in that line where she says that, but also maybe not.
So,
but I think we all know it's a little toxic.
So then there's that saying, what, like 80% of what you say jokingly is true? So it's kind of one of those jokes. Oh, yeah, like, you don't need no free time, but for real, call out.
But for real, though. Like, I'm just kidding. Unless.
Unless you're also down to spend time with me.
Exactly. So maybe we've all been there.
Yeah. I've definitely been there. Yeah. I've asked people to call out.
And I have called out for people. And they've called out for me.
And it was a terrible mistake. And I suggest that you don't do it. And always do things for yourself. And don't ever suppress yourself for other people. Because it just ends up very, very bad. As you could tell from Janae's past relationships.
I know. It's hard to not speculate and like judge on the outside. Because you don't know everything. But like from what we see on the outside, it's like, damn.
yeah, you know, maybe spending all that time with someone doesn't necessarily lead to a healthy relationship.
That's crazy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
She got him tattooed on her arm.
That's wild.
Got it removed. They broke up. Dropped that fucking last song before this. None of your concern. He said he made her come 9 times in a day. And then that's, you're like, well, that fucking makes sense. But also, he's fucking lying. Yes.
And you know what? If he did, good for you, Big Sean. Because I know for a fact. Good for you, Janae. I know for a fact that when Kanye West was sending out Yeezys, he was sending Big Sean like size 8 or 9. And that's not that big. So, you know, if you're doing that, good for you.
Yeah.
She's also really tiny, too. I mean.
That's true. Which is Big Sean.
Stop it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it, Ashley.
All right. Excuse me.
Okay, but also she brings up the springtime. You think springtime there's only like, I know people talk lovers. About cuffing. I know people talk about cuffing season, right? And that's usually like December, yes. Holidays. But do you think that there's another time of the year that's more of like a cuffing
season? I never really thought about that before, but that makes sense. Yeah, because cuffing season, it's like, you see all the tweets where like dudes are like, oh, like cuffing season. Where's all the women that been talking about men ain't shit? Like, no, yeah. They're trying to get a man now to get a Christmas present. It's like, shut the fuck up, first of all. Men still ain't shit.
You gonna give me the wrong size anyways. I'm gonna have to return it.
Yeah, it's but fine. Like, no, like who the fuck wants to get like a random boyfriend or girlfriend around Christmas time? Like, that's money. I have to spend money on you just to get cuffed. Like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't, if anything, I would want to avoid having a relationship during the holiday season.
Like, just start a fight with your man to not have to buy him a present.
Not have to go over to family house. Not, you know, yeah. You're like, fuck, I don't want to go see your family.
It's awkward.
Right? You're just like, yeah, no, that doesn't sound like fun. To me, if anything, I feel like cuffing season would be like the summertime.
That makes a lot of sense.
You'd have like a boo for the summer.
There's like way more fun things to do in the summer.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Especially if it's like a new fling where it's like cuffing season where like find someone. It's when you're going out all the time when it's fresh.
Yep.
There's way more cool things to do in summer.
Definitely. And I think it's just more of like a vibe to like have fun. There's no stress. Like, why would you want to be around somebody that you like barely know during the most stressful time of the year?
Hell
with
yeah.
No money, like that sounds exactly. Terrible. Summertime, nobody cares, everyone's chilling, it's good vibes, you know. I just feel summertime. Like no pressure.
So then I guess technically like she says, springtime would be it, because then it's like by summer it's like you're
catching them in spring.
Yeah, you get them in spring.
You're putting out of traps in spring.
Exactly. So that's like when all the animals mate in springtime.
It's true.
So that's what we do probably too. I don't know.
And also like sprung and spring, it makes
sprung,
sense.
Sprung, sprung.
You're not gonna be like, I got you sprung. She knew what she was in doing in the winter.
In the winter time. Exactly.
Oh man.
So how important do you think sex, as in like compatibility and all that, is in a relationship versus like everything else. Like if you could have like a guy that's like 100% everywhere else, but the dick is whack, versus a guy that like has good dick, but he's kind of trash. Like which one would you pick?
First of all, what is this like? I have to pick. It's a one or the other thing.
This is a pick one or you die.
And I have to be with this person for the rest of my life?
No, not forever. Just
for a while?
Just for a while.
Good dick, then.
Right?
Yeah.
What about forever?
Can I cheat?
Still?
Can I cheat?
You can do whatever you want.
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, it's important for somebody to be a good fucking person.
Yeah.
But I think that part of having a good relationship is having a good sex life.
Yeah. The sexual chemistry.
At least that's for me. Maybe it's not important to some people, and that's okay. True. But I think but as long as you're on the same page.
Yeah, so I guess it still would apply. It's just you need to have that same, like, sex drive.
Exactly.
Like, maybe you meet someone and you both, like, are just, like, whatever about sex. So it's, like, perfect.
Yeah, like two asexual beings.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Right?
That's wild. I've never met anybody asexual. Maybe. I can think of a few people where I'm like, are you?
Really?
I don't know.
Have you ever asked him?
No.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, you wouldn't... You'd wait for someone to, like, come out to you.
Yeah, because right? You're basically asking, okay. Like, are you a virgin?
And we're getting off track here. Anyways, back to Pussy Fairy.
Pussy Fairy.
Wow. Such a good song.
We love it.
Honestly, I just think that Janae is the queen of saying it how it is. And
the
sometimes...
queen of, like, therapeutic music.
Yeah.
That's also low-key, like, triggering and toxic.
Her song, Triggered.
Literally.
You're like, damn, I'm triggered after listening to this song.
Then she had to go ahead and drop that Triggered, like, Protection Mantra song after because she knew she, like, fucked everybody up. Like... I listened to that song on repeat for like way too long.
Yeah, I think I sent that song to a few people and I was just like, fuck you. I speak through music, you know, I'm one of those people. Yeah. I make playlists and stuff, so I was
just
like,
post it on your IG.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh yeah. Every time I ever post a song, it's
with the
got
specific
some kind
lyric
of
parts showing.
And if anybody ever tries to call me out, I will deny that shit.
I just fucking like the song, okay? It
chill,
doesn't mean anything. Fuck are you talking about?
Chill.
Narcissist, it's not all about you.
It ain't about that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody even thinks that
but
hard.
But you heard it here first. Victoria said it does mean something. It is that deep.
Relax.
But she's still going to deny it.
To the death.
Deny.
Man. So what has Janae taught us? She's taught us that I think it's okay to be messy.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's human to be messy.
Yeah.
You know,
like not every relationship's perfect.
No. And I think that we grew up like thinking that we have to marry Prince Charming or like find our high school sweetheart.
Like be Cinderella.
Yeah.
Like this pure.
This white, white devil.
Straight up. No, yeah.
Nah. But like, you got to be this like perfect thing or you got to find this perfect relationship or if you're together for this long, then you have to get married or you got to take the next step or you can't not. And that's
or
not
like
normal.
If somebody fucks up that it's like
it's over.
Game over.
Yeah.
Like we're not perfect.
No.
And I think that's what Janae brings to the table and like why she's so relatable because maybe we're all a little toxic here and there.
Well, not so much toxic, but maybe
it's
gray
a
area.
Scale.
Yeah, it's gray area. It's not so much as black and white as I think we're taught.
On like a level from 1 to 10, like how toxic are you? And that's just
I'm
in
not
that
toxic
moment.
At all. I'm cool as
she's zero
fuck,
toxic,
bro.
Guys.
Let me tell you, zero toxicity. Zero.
Yeah, right.
I'm like 1% toxic. I wouldn't be a female if I wasn't at least a little bit toxic, all
it's
right?
It's about trying to do better.
Exactly.
And that's what like, I love about Janae. It's like she goes through this shit and it's like, damn, bitch, that's crazy. You're still alive.
And she goes through this publicly.
Yeah.
And to be able to kind of just own your shit and make, from the headquarters of Wild 7 in downtown, we are catching something in the background.
Sirens.
Speaking of sirens, you know, sometimes there are red flags and sirens.
Exactly.
And all I'm saying is that for her to be able to like literally wear her man's face on her sleeve, like, wow, girl, like that takes fucking courage and to just own it.
Shameless.
Yeah.
Just shamelessly, just like being in
unapologetically.
Love. Exactly. Yeah. And like forgiving people and like learning to let it go and accepting that we're all going to make mistakes. It might get a little fucking rocky, but
yeah,
push through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that takes like love and that takes like a big heart. And to me, that's like, that's why I fuck with her. Some people might feel some certain way about her.
Yeah.
But I like her music. I think she's dope. She's real. And you know what? That's why we dedicate this episode to you, Janae. Thank you for making Pussy Fairy.
Yes.
And all your other music.
All the bops.
Next episode, we will be talking about Wale. So stay tuned to see which song we pick. Make sure you guys come back every week to listen to Ashley and Victoria get a little sad.
Simp. Get in our feelings.
Simping After Dark.
See ya.